Playwright David Henry Wong has built an international reputation with a string of Broadway shows, including the Tony Award-winning M. Butterfly and his recent reinvention of the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Flower Drum Song. Wong now is turning his talent to children's theater. Marcy Silman reports from member station KUOW in Seattle.
Tibet Through the Red Box is being promoted as David Henry Hwang's first children's play.
Technically speaking, my first sort of off-Broadway hit before M. Butterfly was called The Dance in the Railroad, and that was a play that I had actually written as a play for young people. It was commissioned by the U.S. Department of Education, and then Frank Rich from the New York Times saw it and gave it a great review, and all of a sudden it was an adult play. So this is sort of my second play for young people, actually.
Hwang adapted Tibet Through the Red Box from the book of the same name by Czech writer Peter Cease. It's about a young boy in Prague in the early 1950s whose father is sent to Tibet to make a film for the Chinese government.
It's not every day you get sent to film at a location so secret the Chinese won't even tell you its name. A highway on the roof of the world.
A what?
A highway. I was sent here to film the building of the highway.
A highway is
a road. Oh, over which cars and trucks can travel?
Okay.
Large machines which transport people and goods.
We have such things here in Tibet. We call them yaks.
Oh, no. A truck is different from a yak.
Mm-hmm. Can you eat a truck?
No, that would be one of the major differences.
The father gets separated from his party and has to trek across Tibet to get to Lhasa. And meanwhile, the son is deprived from his father all this time, and their only communication is through letters and through the son's imagination.
Both the play and Peter Cease's book are structured around excerpts from the father's Tibet diary and the son's experiences in Prague while his father was gone. Playwright David Henry Hwang relies on costumes, props, and scenery to indicate the different points of view.
This is a show that depends to a large extent on the staging and where the dialogue plays an important part but doesn't convey all the information. A lot of the information has to be conveyed through the visuals.
In the book, Peter Cease used different color ink and different typefaces to let readers know where the action was taking place and who was speaking. But beyond that, Cease says he left it up to his readers to use their imaginations.
So we thought in colors, like the life in communist Czechoslovakia, it's all like dark and black and white, just with red stars and flags. And it's really like very bleak. And then it's this dream of the colorful or magic Tibet. So in a way, they meet in that dream, in that fantasy somehow. But my advantage of doing a book is, of course, that I can leave lots of things open. And it's up to you if you sit in the evening in the armchair to sort of connect it, or if you don't feel like it, you don't connect it.
The task of making the visual connections on stage fell to Francesca Zambello. She directs David Henry Hwang's Tibet Through the Red Box. Zambello has worked with opera companies around the world, including London's Royal Opera, the Metropolitan Opera in New York, and Opera de Paris. But Zambello says a couple of years ago she made a conscious choice to work on what she calls populist theater. Most recently, she directed a production of Aladdin at Disneyland.
You do not ever want to talk down to any audience. So you have to find out, how can I make all this clear and strong and have an emotional impact and make sure that it resonates for an 8-year-old as well as an 80-year-old. So, of course, there are decisions you make, but that's decisions you make no matter what you're directing. If you're directing the phone book or if you're directing Wagner, you still have to be able to pitch it to your audience.
Zambello says, above all, the work has to be good. She says she doesn't do lesser work for kids.
The theater is a primal experience when it's good. When it's bad, it's torture. It's the dentist. I think that we've become, in a way, too Protestant about the theater, you know, the sense of the house lights, it must be black, and all of those things. In a way, we should perhaps go back to what the roots of theater were to the Greeks, when it was outside in an amphitheater, or in terms of opera, where it was also part of entertainment, and the lights were on all the time. And I think that there's something missing, that we're in a way, making the audience, we are separating them often.
Zambello says it's easier to take artistic risks in children's theater because the audiences don't have any preconceived notions about what to expect from a play. Ben Cameron, executive director of Theater Communications Group, the largest organization of non-profit professional theaters in this country, says children's theater is no longer simply putting fairy tales on stage.
We've begun to catch up more to our European counterparts, who for many years have viewed the young person's theater as a separate discipline, every bit as worthy of serious intellectual and emotional investment as its adult counterparts. As that awareness has grown, as that possibility of what theater for young audiences can mean in this country, I think you're seeing concurrent growth among serious artists who are now looking to participate in that dimension of theater more fully.
Nevertheless, Cameron says only a handful of his organization's 1,800 members produce children's theater exclusively. He, Francesca Zambello, and David Henry Huang think that if people don't start making more work for children, there won't be any theater audiences in the future. David Henry Huang says there's not even any guarantee Tibet Through the Red Box will have a life after its Seattle run.
It certainly doesn't hurt that I have some sort of profile and I wrote it, and Francesca, you know, Zambello is a world-class director, and that, of course, makes people pay attention. Ultimately, you know, they have to like the work in order to want it in their theater.
And the kids who come to the play have to like it, too.
I did bring my son and sort of sit with him in the back row during Flower Drum Song for a couple of numbers. And then we went backstage, and he was impressed that all the girls ran by with no clothes on.
More impressed, Huang says, than he was with his dad's play. David Henry Huang's latest, Tibet Through the Red Box, premieres at Seattle Children's Theater tonight. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman.